Hi, guys. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So today, Paige is going to prom in the Meet the Wangs comic strip. Now, when I was at school, we really only had a kind of disco.
A disco?
Yeah, not really formal. Okay. It was more like a sort of nightclub for 13-year-olds.
Wow.
We did have one formal event just before I left school.
Okay.
Did you have formals and balls and things like that?
We did. I don't know about if it's in every part of Canada, but at my school, we didn't call it prom, which is often an American term. We called it grad.
Grad.
Short for graduation. But, you know, we dressed up. Wore a tuxedo, got a date, went out to a fancy hotel, had dinner, and then went to party. And we successfully partied for 3 days in a row.
Well done. Okay, I'm not sure if we're going to get quite that wild today, but it is Paige's prom night. This is a super big occasion. Mm-hmm. She's going to be in a great dress. She'll have her date. Wait a minute. Will she have her date? Let's read on and find out.
Meet the Wangs. Paige gets a new, old prom date.
Paige is getting ready for prom night.
Prom is tonight. I'm so excited.
Mrs. Wang helps her put on her prom dress.
You look beautiful, dear. Let me take some photos.
Okay, but not too many. Leah will be here soon to pick me up. The phone rings in another room. Mr. Wang answers it.
Hello? Oh, sure. Please wait a moment. It's for you, Paige. It's Leo.
Leo, are you ready for prom night?
Paige, I'm so sorry. I have norovirus. I have to stay home and rest. I can't take you to prom.
Oh no! What am I going to do?
You can still go and have a good time.
No, I have to have a prom date. I know. I'll take Grandpa to the prom.
Tonight. Do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.? Do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.? Beautiful. Celine is surely the most beautiful woman in the world. Celine is surely the most beautiful woman in the world. Ready. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test. Rest. Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest. Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest.
Okay, so we start off and we see in the picture that Paige is getting ready for prom night. Now, this could take several hours. It's that kind of operation. Yeah. And prom, as we've kind of mentioned, it's this formal dance. It's held by a school or a college. It has different names, grad, graduation ball, formal, sometimes
spring
it's just
formal,
called a formal, a social.
Yeah.
In Scotland, where I did go to university, they would call it a ceilidh.
A ceilidh?
Which is a kind of a Scottish dancing
sort of thing.
Exactly.
You know, kind of a ball.
Yeah, so that's what she's getting ready for. Everyone's going to be in nice clothes. They're going to be dancing and dinner and all that kind of fancy stuff.
Very exciting stuff. So, of course, Paige is excited. She says, prom is tonight. I'm so excited. All right, I'm sure she is. Yes, prom will be happening tonight. Tonight is a word power word, and let's check it out. All right, tonight, in this case, it's an adverb, and we spell tonight T-O-N-I-G-H-T, T-O-N-I-G-H-T, to night, put them together, tonight. And when we talk about tonight, it means this night, right? The night of the day that we are currently in. So if, for example, the date is April 2nd and it's 1 a.m., well, tonight would be later that day when the sun goes down. We can talk about today and we can talk about tonight. For example, do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.? Do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.?
Okay, so it's tonight. That means she's got to get on her dress, and we see that Mrs. Wang is helping Paige put on her prom dress. I'm sure it's beautiful. I'm sure it's a really special moment for them both.
Yeah, this is a very formal, long dress, kind of like a wedding dress. And for a lot of young girls, this might be one of the first times they've dressed up in something really fancy and formal and expensive and often quite hard to put on all by yourself. So that's why her mom is helping her out. And of course, her mom also wants to be part of this big moment in her young life. So she says to her daughter, "You look beautiful, dear." I'm sure she does look beautiful. And beautiful is a word power word. Okay, beautiful is an adjective, and it's spelled B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, beautiful. When we talk about something being beautiful, we're talking about something being very attractive, very enjoyable, or pleasing to look at. Words that are similar to beautiful would be pretty, gorgeous, something like that. We often use beautiful to talk about people, especially women or girls could be beautiful, but you can talk about a beautiful sunset or a beautiful flower, a beautiful painting. Lots of other things can be beautiful too. If it's nice to look at, if it makes your eyes and brain happy, for example, it's probably quite beautiful. For example, Celine is surely the most beautiful woman in the world. Celine is surely surely the most beautiful woman in the world.
Okay, so she looks great. And of course, Mrs. Wang says, let me take some photos. You're going to take loads of photos on prom night.
You want to remember this very special and magical night. So Paige says, okay, but then she kind of says, but not too many. She might feel a little embarrassed or silly if mom takes too many photos. Yeah. And of course, she doesn't want to be late for the big party either.
Exactly. And she says, Leo will be here soon to pick me up.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, we know if you've been reading our comics for a while, Leo is Paige's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So of course, he's her date. He's going to take her to prom and he's going to pick her up. To pick someone up means to go to a place to collect someone and then take them to another place. So you could pick someone up from school, take them home, pick someone up from work, pick someone up from the train station or the airport.
Yeah.
So, Leo will go to her house, he will collect her, and then maybe their dad or Leo's dad or Paige's dad, Leo's dad, someone will drive them. Maybe in a really nice fancy car. Who knows?
They could rent a limousine.
Wow, so
long,
fancy.
Black car, as people do. But yes, the idea is Leo will come by, they'll take a few pictures, he'll say hi to her mom and dad, and then the two of them will go off to the party. So, next thing we see is Mrs. Wang takes photos of Paige, probably in her dress, holding her flowers, different poses like that.
Okay, well then we see that the phone rings in another room.
Okay.
And Mr. Wang answers it.
When the phone rings at home, you go and answer it. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mr. Wang does. As he picks it up, he says the traditional greeting, hello. And then he says, oh, sure. And then he says, please wait a moment. All right, so obviously this is not a phone call from Mr. Wang because he's asking the person who called to wait a moment, politely, please wait a moment. And that's what you would say to someone when they want to talk to another person in the room or in the home or in the office. They're not calling for you, they're calling for someone else. You're just saying, please wait a moment. And then, of course, the idea is you will go and find that person and tell them they're wanted on the phone.
Okay, as happens here, Mr. Wang comes to give the phone to Paige.
And he says, Paige, or he doesn't, but he says, it's for you, Paige. And then he says, Leo, and we can imagine
It's Leo.
It's Leo, sorry. Yeah. And you can imagine him handing the phone over to Paige, so she can talk.
She grabs it. Leo, she says, sounding very excited.
Yes.
Are you ready for prom night? Now, before Leo can give his answer, we need to look at another word power word. It's ready. R-E-A-D-Y, ready. It's an adjective. Let's find out what it means.So if you are ready, you are prepared for what you are going to do. If you're ready to leave, maybe you have your coat on, your shoes on, you've got your bag or whatever you need to take with you. If you're ready for a test, you've studied hard and you're good to go, as in this example sentence. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test.
All right, so the next thing we see, it's inside Leo's house, and he's sick and in bed. Leo's at home. He shouldn't be there. He should be on his way over. He shouldn't be sick. He should be healthy and wearing a nice suit or a tuxedo, and he shouldn't be in bed. He should be knocking on Paige's front door to go to the prom.
Exactly.
Problems, Pat. Problems.
Yes, and Leo explains, he's, Paige, I'm so sorry. I have norovirus. Okay. I'm not sure if it is norovirus or norovirus. I'm not quite sure.
He's sick.
But either way, noro or norovirus is a bug that makes you feel very sick. You'll have a stomachache. You'll throw up. You'll get diarrhea.
Oh, I gotta go.
And you'll often suffer fever and headaches. It is not fun at all.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
And Leo's got it on prom night.
Things are coming out every hole in his body and he feels terrible. And obviously, he doesn't want to go to, well, he might want to, but he can't go to the prom. And of course, it would be silly and dangerous of him to go.
Yeah, he could spread it
He could spread it. There you go. And you don't want to wear your nice tux and then... Let's move on. Leo says what, the situation is. I have to stay home and rest. Yeah, I'm really sick. I have to stay home and rest. And rest is our word power word. Let's check it out. Rest is a nice and short word, R-E-S-T. That's how we spell rest. It can be a noun. Here we're using it as a verb. To rest is basically to stop working, to stop doing what you are doing, and take a break. If you take a break, you're taking a rest, you're having a rest, or you're resting. We also might, talk about when we're not doing things, when we're not taking a break, we're just resting. At the end of your busy day, you'll go home and we wouldn't say, I'm going to go home and take a break. You're just going to go home and rest, because rest is this idea of just not working. You could be reading, you could be watching TV, you could be taking a nap, but the point is you're not doing anything like work, you're not doing anything tiring. You're resting. You're giving your body a chance to relax and recover. For example, Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest. Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest. So he's resting at home. He can't go out. He's got to stay in bed. So I guess this also means...
As he says, I can't take you, Paige, to prom.
Yeah, she doesn't have a date to the prom.
Disaster.
Because her date is at home. And that's one of the big things about prom is you want to have a date. And so what do we see next? Well, we see a picture of, the inevitable. Paige almost breaks down in tears. This is one of the most exciting events in her young life. And believe me, the build-up, the excitement that leads up to prom is kind of ridiculous. But when it happens, imagine, waking up on Christmas or Chinese New Year and someone says, yeah, no presents this year.
No red envelopes.
Sorry, no more presents for you, no red envelopes. You would be heartbroken. And of course, when your heart gets broken, when you get super disappointed, you might start to cry.
Yep, and we see Paige saying, oh no, what am I going to do?
My life is over. This is the worst thing ever. And Mrs. Wong says, you can still go and have a good time.
Yeah, you can.
That's like, you can't get presents on Christmas, but hey, you can have some turkey.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, that's true, but, you know, it's not the same. But it is true. She could go. She could have a good time. She might even have a great time. She could possibly even have an awesome time or a fantastic time. To have a something time means that's what the experience will be like. That's what it will be like to go. Hopefully, you have a good or great or super fantastic time. You could also have a terrible, horrible, or just a bad time. But of course, if she's going to prom without a date, expecting her or hoping she'll have a great time, I don't know.
Yeah, she said, in fact, Paige says, no, I have to have a prom date.
She thinks if she goes alone, she'll have a terrible time.
Exactly. Now, here we use date. Now, a date can be an event where two people who are interested in each other, maybe have romantic feelings for each other, meet up. And so we can say they're going on a date. Here, we're using the noun date as a person. It's the person you're going on a date with. That is your date. He or she is your date. We can even use it as a verb. You are dating someone, meaning you're going on dates with that person. Your date.
In a romantic kind of way.
Oh, yes.
Generally, all right. And so next we see a picture, and it's Paige. Paige has a great idea. We can see that light bulb going off over her head. Is she, I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, if you know what's going to happen here, you've done really well, because she says, I know, I'll take Grandpa to the prom.
Huh?
Who saw that coming?
Excuse me?
She's gonna take Grandpa to the prom.
Grandpa?
Grandpa Wong.
Won't he fall asleep really soon?
Who knows?
Okay.
We're gonna have to wait until tomorrow to kind of explain why and how it all works out. Because right now we're at the end of the first day of the article and it's time for our wrap-up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽.
Okay, now one of the words we used in today's article was beautiful.
It was,
okay.
Yes.
Now, beautiful is it's an adjective, and it can also come from the noun beauty. So beauty is the noun, beautiful is the adjective. And we use those last three words at the end, full, F-U-L, or if there's a Y in the noun, I-F-U-L, to change a noun into an adjective.
Ah, okay.
So beauty, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, now there are other words like that, so let's see if we can think of a few and then make a sentence where there's both the adjective and the noun form.
Okay.
Okay, for I'll start off to get us going. So we could say, you need to take care, so you need to be careful.
Oh.
Okay, so care is the noun, careful is the adjective.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to take care, you need to be careful.
Okay.
Can you get one?
Well, another one we could use would be success. Possibly. You could say, if you prepare for success, hopefully you'll be successful.
Okay, I'm going to do one here. Okay. If you think you really want something to go well, you have hope that it will go well.
Okay.
And of course, if you have a lot of hope, you will be hopeful.
Ah.
Okay, so hope, a noun, something you have. Can also be a verb, you hope it will happen. And then hopeful, that's the adjective describing how you feel.
Okay.
You do one more?
Here's one that is a little bit different, but if you see something amazing, it might fill you with wonder.
Ooh.
Great surprise, and like, oh my gosh, look at that. That feeling would be wonder, and you might say that the thing that you're looking at is wonderful. It makes you full of wonder or full of amazement.
Yes, and one last one. If someone gives you a lot of help all the time, they are very helpful.
Ah, that's true.
Okay, so there's just some a lot of nouns there that you can turn into adjectives by adding the F-U-L. So if you see a word that you finishes with F-U-L, you can pretty much say that's going to be an adjective.
Ah.
And it's going to have lots of whatever the noun is. Helpful, lots of help. Successful, has lots of success. So that'll help you build your vocabulary. Okay, that's all the time we've got for today, but join us tomorrow to find out if the prom with Grandpa is successful.
I hope he has a tuxedo.
Step by step.
Please wait a moment.
Are you free this weekend?
I need to ask my mom. Please, wait a moment.
Okay, take your time. Have a good time. Have a great time.
Thanks for coming to my party.
I had a great time, thanks.
I'm really glad you had fun.
Hello? Oh, you want to speak to Emily? Please wait a moment. She's actually having a good time dancing now. Oh, 大家好，我是 Emily。刚刚那段话呢，其实是我附送我老妈讲过的话啦。因为呢，前几天我有个好朋友，他打我手机打不通，所以他就打电话来家里找我。那他就问我啦，按我妈说的 ，Please wait a moment 是什么意思呢？Moment 呢，不是时刻的意思吗？那一个时刻到底是多久？15分钟吗？干皮安呢？我妈她最近去上英文课，学到这个用法，那我就替她解释一下吧。那这边的 moment 呢，其实并不是指一个特定长度的时间哦。A moment 就是在说 a very short period of time， 也就是很短的时间，一下下的意思。所以呢 ，please wait a moment 就是在说请稍等一下。Moment 呢，也可以代换成 minute， 甚至呢是 second。Please wait a minute.Please wait a second， 都是在说请稍等一下的意思。Minute 和 second 在这里呢，也是代指很短的时间。那如果呢你在接电话的时候要叫人稍等一下，还有哪些其他的说法呢？你也可以说 just a moment or just a second, just a minute， 只要一下下就好，或是 hang on, I'll get blah blah blah。那这边的 hang on 呢，也就是等一下的意思，是比较非正式的说法。那 I'll get blah blah blah, I'll get someone， 当然就是在说我会去找某某某来接电话啦。那回到一开始我老妈说的我不能接电话的理由是什么呢？ Because she's actually having a good time dancing now。 因为她也就是我有一个很好的时间在跳舞。不是哦，这里的 have a good time 是指呢玩或是过得很愉快的意思。那 time 呢，指的是做某一件事情、体验某一件事情的特定的期间。所以呢，我们也常常用祈使句的方式对别人说 have a good time， 就是请别人玩得开心、过得愉快、enjoy yourself 的意思。当然啦，除了 have a good time， 你也可以把前面的形容词 good 换掉，变成什么 have a great time 玩，或者是过得超开心 have a bad time 过得很不开心 have a hard time 过得很艰难。那若是要表达在做某一件事情很开心的话呢，你直接在后头加上 doing something。 For example， I'm actually having a good time dancing，也就是说呢，我现在正跳舞跳得很开心。 To have a good time doing something， 或者是换一个形容词， I had a hard time learning English， 我以前呢学英文学得很辛苦呢。 Wait a minute， 我好像看到有人在打瞌睡哦。你们讲到这里应该没有睡着吧，希望你们跟我朋友一样有听懂我老妈说的那串话啦。 And I hope you had a good time watching today's video. Bye， 下回见咯。
Me the Wonks.
Paige gets a new old prom date.
Paige is getting ready for prom night.
Prom is tonight. I'm so excited.
Mrs. Wong.Helps her put on her prom dress.
You look beautiful, dear. Let me take some photos.
Okay, but not too many. Leah will be here soon to pick me up.
The phone rings in another room. Mr. Wong answers it.
Hello? Oh, sure. Please wait a moment. It's for you, Paige. It's Leo.
Leo, are you ready for prom night?
Paige, I'm so sorry. I have norovirus. I have to stay home and rest. I can't take you to prom.
Oh no! What am I going to do?
You can still go and have a good time.
No, I have to have a prom date. I know. I'll take Grandpa to the prom. Tonight. Tonight. Do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.? Do you want to watch a movie tonight around 7 p.m.? Beautiful. Beautiful. Celine is surely the most beautiful woman in the world. Celine is surely the most beautiful woman in the world. Ready. Ready. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test. I studied hard last night, so I'm ready for my test. Rest, rest. Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest. Dominic was really busy this week, so this weekend he just wants to rest.